Hey, I'm Greg. There's Jenny. This is a Motivational Monday, so we got to go really, really quick, Jenny, because we got like 5 minutes max. Ready, set, go. Here
you
we go. Should we start over?
Startled me.
We don't have time to be startled, Jenny. Jenny, I want to tell you a quick story, and I mean quick.
Okay, fast.
5 years ago, my wife and I bought our house, and you might not know it, but like—
Wait, the new one?
Yeah.
That was five years ago?
5 years ago. Getting old.
Okay.
Jenny, we don't have time for sidebars here.
I'm sorry.
I have always wanted an autumn blaze maple tree. Those are like the maple trees that are kind of slender, tall, and they just pop a vibrant orange, red throughout the fall. And the leaves stay on there quite a long time. I mean,
I have four of them in my yard.
A nice red color. Yep. So I always wanted one of them. The thing is, they're a little expensive. And I remember when we first moved in, my neighbor next to me, he planted one that summer. And it's looking pretty good right now. I planted mine last year, so 5 years after we had moved. And
okay.
It's kind of like the Charlie Brown tree of the neighborhood still. It's kind of just a little sapling. It's got a few leaves. They turned red. I admired it for its beauty, but it wasn't just like a spectacular tree. It's not a tree yet. There's a proverb that goes like this. The best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago. The next best time to plant a tree is right now. So looking back, I wish I would have planted the tree the first year we bought the house, because then it'd probably be 15 or 20 foot tall, probably 10, 15 foot wide. And it'd actually be like, wow, that's a really pretty tree. I didn't. I planted it later on, and I'm kind of stuck where I am now, where it's like, I don't have this beautiful tree yet, but at least I got the tree planted. So here's what I want you to think about with this. So often in life, we get hung up on the idea of, I want to try something new. I should have done it 5 years ago. There's no point in doing it now, so I'm not going to do it. That's where that proverb comes in so handy, because yeah, truth be told, 5 years ago was probably the best time to do it. But the next best time to do it, as you're sitting there thinking about, is right now. It's like, as a teacher, it's like, oh, I've always wanted to dig into Jan Richardson's A Next Step Forward in Guided Reading. And I just never been able to do it. And I've been having that thought for 8 years now. Most likely 8 years ago was the best time to do that. But the best time to do it right now is to start right now. What do you think of that, Jenny?
I don't know. I was scared to talk.
I know. I got pretty intense. Oh, it's because we got to go fast.
I agree with it. I think there's so much truth into that, that why put off tomorrow what you can start today? It's like that whole saying too, like, don't put off until tomorrow what you can start today.
Correct. So we're going to kind of end with that. So like, yeah, if you should have done it 5 years ago, great. That doesn't mean you can't do it right now. Because in 5 years, you're going to have 5 years of experience there. But if you're like, I can't do it, and then in 5 years, you're going to be thinking, man, I should have done that 5 years ago or 10 years ago. You're going to miss out on all that time. So Jenny, I would encourage our listeners, like, if there has been something that you're wrestling with and it's like, I really wanted to do this, time hasn't passed. Because, yep, the best time has passed, but the next best time is right now. Get out there and do it. And if you don't, we're sending Jenny to your house. She's going to bust your kneecap.
I don't know, you guys. I'd be a little nervous right now. Greg's like all intense.
I know. I've been very intense, which means it's time to say goodbye. So go be awesome.